comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. It's talk radio like nowhere else on earth, and it's the show where you matter. When it comes to UFO talk shows, The Kevin Smith Show is number one on the planet, and that's for some very good reasons. Now, for those of you who are new and you doubt that statement and think it's hyperbole, go to Google, MSN, Yahoo, any of the major search engines, and do a search for UFO talk show. Just type in UFO talk show, and you will see we're number one. At Google, they have us in the number one position out of, they say, 528,000 such listings for UFO talk show. Bing is the, that's B-I-N-G, that's the search engine used by MSN now, and they have us in the number one slot out of 3,270,000 listings for UFO talk show. So how did we start without even a microphone and get to the number one position out of 3,270,000 UFO talk show listings on the planet? Well, the answer is pretty simple. It's you. It really is you. You are what has made this happen over the past decade. People who listen to this show have built the show, and they continue to do so. For example, one of our listeners saw a UFO report on the television news, thought it was pretty interesting, and he tracked down the contact information for the witness that was shown in that report, and he called him. After calling him, he called me on the telephone and told me that this witness was very intelligent, very interesting, and very conversational, and that it may be someone that I might want to interview. So he gave me the guy's telephone number, and I telephoned him. Now, after talking with that witness for just a few minutes, I was convinced that our listener was right on target. And I was pleased when the witness agreed to be on the show with me this evening, and I think you will be as well. But that's how this show went from nothing to number one. People just like you have built it. I get suggestions in email all the time from listeners, and I use as many of those suggestions as I possibly can in the shows that we do. So tonight we're going to be talking with Eugene Ehrlich, a 20-year-old student from Euclid, Ohio. He lives right on the banks of Lake Erie and has been witness to some type of strange aerial phenomena over the lake night after night for at least the past 10 nights. The FAA, the Pentagon, and NASA have been contacted and have given statements to the media. Tonight, we are going to meet Eugene Ehrlich, and we are also going to learn what the FAA, the Pentagon, and NASA have told the media about these phenomena. All of this thanks to Ryan in Washington State. We'll be back. Thank you. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Lake Erie is one of what we call the Great Lakes. And it has hosted, it has been the host to unidentified flying objects, unidentified aerial phenomena for many years. And if you go on YouTube and do a search, you'll find videos of some of these unidentified aerial phenomena dating back a number of years. But it's happening again, and one of the people who has videotaped it and who has been on the news talking about it is my guest this evening. His name is Eugene Ehrlich, and Eugene, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Hi, Kevin, and I've got to say, right before we start, it just came out. It's right above the horizon right now. It's a nice big orange orb. Oh, just disappeared. It's been doing this. This is the sixth time tonight now.
Wow. Six times in one night. That's pretty significant, I would say. I mean, is that normal? Has it been doing it that often?
Yeah, I mean, it usually does this many sightings. I mean, it comes out multiple times in one night. When it comes out once, it's going to come out a few more times. But what I've noticed today is they're staying under the clouds. We have some clouds up here in the sky, and they're staying under them. They're not going too far up the horizon. It's like they're coming out, staying there for a few seconds. I can barely catch it on my camera, and then they're disappearing exactly where they are. Usually they're at a much higher altitude, but today they've been staying on the lake the entire time.
All right, now, so this is happening right now as we speak.
As we speak, it's happening, yeah. It just now disappeared, and I do expect more to come out because they do come out this late.
All right, now, Eugene, the report that I saw said that I saw one report where they said that these had been out for five nights in a row, these UFOs. I saw one where it was seven nights in a row, and now we're way beyond that. How many nights in a row have they come out?
This would be not in a row, but this would be the 11th night. They did not come out the past two nights. I do assume now because it was raining and snowing, because today it is nice, clear, no wind, no precipitation, and they've come out already multiple times. It's the only thing is they're staying under the clouds. This is new to me. They have not. I've never seen this before. Maybe it's because I haven't been out on a cloudy sighting yet.
Okay, we'll get back to those in just a moment. But let's meet Eugene first. Eugene, you're 20 years old, right?
Right.
What do you do in Euclid, Ohio?
Well, I'm currently an EMT. I am in paramedic school. I've been doing that for, this is my second year now. So far, I love it, and believe it or not, I'm hoping to become an actor in a major film whenever that happens. So I'm just trying to scrape up some money right now to get into college.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think it's also important for us to know that, or for the audience to know, that you are not the only person that's seeing these.
Oh, wow, yes. I have been getting so many phone calls from people actually in my area. I got a very interesting phone call today from a lady who works in Mayfield. Mayfield is a city that is a little south of where I am. I'm going to say 5 to 10 miles, maybe a little more. And she told me, Eugene, when I saw your story, I didn't want to come forward, but then I read about the changing light pattern. And I saw this with my coworker. It was facing south. Now, the very weird thing about this, we've been seeing an object due south of where I am, and Mayfield is also south of where I am. So this object that she saw the same night that I saw is actually farther than her, which makes it a very far distance from exactly where we're seeing it. So this thing is extremely bright.
And it would seem, in addition to being extremely bright, it must be fairly large.
Oh, It's got to be. I mean, for us to be able to see it that well, I mean, we can barely make out a shape or anything just because of the intensity of the lights, and we don't have anything that can get as close to that as we need, I mean, camera-wise. Now, if we could somehow get up next to this thing and find out what it is, that would be crazy.
All right. Now, how is it that you discovered this? I mean, take us through the events. How did you discover that this thing was out there?
Well, basically, I was just facing my window or my balcony doors one day, and I saw this thing straight through the reflection of the inside light. I mean, this thing was ridiculously bright. So I opened up the door, and I'm just standing there looking at this overwhelming phenomenon happening. So I call my friends over. I say, "Do you see this? Is that a star?" And at first we're like, that's a planet. That's got to be a star or something. There's nothing that can just sit there. And we watch it, and the colors get more intense, brighter, 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 and it disappeared in thin air. And one of us was looking at it through binoculars, my friend Nick, and he could just not hold his tongue in his mouth. I mean, the thing just vanished in thin air. The sky was absolutely clear. You could see every star out, and this thing just went nowhere. So this went on for a few nights until I finally said, you know what, these things are coming every night. I need a camera. I borrowed one from my mom. I shot it, and the next day I sent an email to our local Fox station. They called me within 20 minutes of that. As soon as it got on Fox, it just became a national sensation due to the fact that no other UFO sighting has been this, I mean, it has not reached this level where it comes back so many times in the same spot, and you have an entire coastline on a major city in the United States that's watching this thing come out every night, and they don't know what it is.
And let me say for our listeners all around the world, when Eugene mentions a major city in the United States, that major city is Cincinnati. No, Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland. And don't know why I said Cincinnati. It's Cleveland. And it's right on the banks of Lake Erie, and you're located right on the banks of Lake Erie as well, right?
Yes, I'm about 15 miles east of Cleveland.
Okay. And so people in Cleveland are seeing it, people in Euclid are seeing it, people in Mayfield are seeing it, and it's been pretty interesting. I guess you've had about a million people like me in the media called you.
Yes, and the one thing I have been extremely excited about is the fact that there are cameramen willing to come out here, get bundled up, and just spend the night on the lake trying to capture these things on footage. This is a significant historical event. I don't know how many of you know about Nick Pope, but he is a very well-known ufologist, and he is one of the top ones in the world. He also reviewed this footage, and he said, due to the light pattern and the way that this just sits there and how it comes back every night, this is truly a historical sighting and needs to be viewed as one because we don't know what's coming next. I mean, they're here and they've come to stay, but what's after that?
Good question. Well, one of the news organizations, at least one, contacted the FAA, the Pentagon, and NASA. NASA has a facility called the Glenn Research Lab in the area, and they do test launch rockets from time to time.
Correct.
So one of the news outlets did, one of the national news outlets did contact them. And according to their report, the FAA said that this is not consistent with any commercial flight paths, and that they didn't have anything on their Cleveland radar relative to these sightings. The Pentagon said, no idea what they are. We didn't have anything flying in that area. NASA said, Glenn Research Center said, it's not ours. We don't know what it is. And so, for everyone listening, that's the definition of a UFO, an unidentified flying object. Describe the object to us, if you will.
Well, there's one thing consistent with these, that is that they're always a sphere shape. When they come out, at first they're going to be dim. When they move, they're dim. But when they're sitting there still, these things can get brighter than any light you have on your street, any light in the sky, any star. They start illuminating red, yellow, green, orange colors, just brilliant colors that when you look at it, you will instantly know this is nothing that I've ever seen before in my life. This is nothing that we have here on this planet. This is something that I want to figure out what it is, because I do not have any idea what it could be.
All right. Late last year, we had, late 2008, we had some guys up in New Jersey, I believe it was. There were some UFO sightings up there, and these happened not night after night, but on several nights. And then all of a sudden, a couple of guys, after UFO Hunters, the TV show, did a special on that, or did a show on it, two guys popped up and said, ha, 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 we did it, we hoaxed it, it was big balloons filled with helium, and we tied flares to them. And I did several shows on that, and, I got to tell you, I'm an ex-cop, and I've been in court many times, hundreds of times. And what they produced as evidence that they hoaxed it, you couldn't win a case with that. Their evidence that they hoaxed it was worse evidence than they usually accuse people on the UFO side of presenting. Nevertheless, do you think what impact do you think it will have if a couple of weeks down the road, a couple of people over in Canada jump up and say, we hoaxed it, and here's how we did it? What impact do you think that's going to have?
Well, if that happens, then I'm very well going to expect that hundreds, maybe even thousands of other people come forward in the entire world and say that they hoaxed the sightings that are happening everywhere else. Because the one thing I've noticed about these objects that fly above our lake and above the city is that they truly resemble everything else that other people in this entire planet have been filming. There's someone in Moscow that films these things. I've seen it in Alaska, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. These things really have the same resemblance in a way that nobody can mimic the colors that are coming out of it. It looks sort of like some type of gas or a plasma. And here's the thing. Here's what's really strange about the sightings that are happening on Lake Erie. The distance they are is very significant, but the fact is you cannot, no matter what you do, you cannot see Canada from here. It's just too far. The location we are at is the widest part of Lake Erie. There's no way you can even try to see Canada, even with a high-power telescope. Second of all, when we started seeing these sightings, almost the entire lake was completely frozen. There's no way you can get a boat on that. I mean, yeah, I can imagine somebody walking to the very middle of the lake, someone extremely crazy, but that would take an extremely long time, and the fact that these are still popping up after the lake is unfrozen as of today is just, I mean, that's just something that you can't even argue with.
Now, in one of the reports where you were on television being interviewed, you made mention of the fact that these UFOs are appearing at exactly the same spot. You just look in the same direction and they're in the same spot each time you see them. Is that true of the ones tonight?
I'd have to make a slight correction on that. They are in the same same spot around if you look at it on a compass, but today they were a much lower altitude. They usually travel around the same higher altitude. I'm guessing it has something to do with the clouds. I really couldn't say, but they are usually around the same area of the sky. You never have to look too high to see them. They're around eyesight, and they travel around the same altitude, I'm guessing, when the sky is clear. But today, they were down under the clouds.
I believe you had said that they're at approximately 280 degrees on the compass, which would be northwest of you.
Yes, around that area. Today, they were about 280 degrees northwest. I think it was west. Our sightings, but they were around the same area. Yeah, it's 270 degrees west, 280 degrees west.
All right, so what significance do you think there is in the fact that they're showing up in essentially the same spot?
Well, to me, it would seem, I mean, it could be multiple things. It could be a tour. It could be some type of patrol or observation. It could really be anything, but one thing it's really sounding like it's not is some type of test, some type of government test, some type of test that we here are running ourselves due to the fact that nothing really different is happening with these crafts. They're doing basically the same stuff. They're coming out, sometimes they're interacting with each other, sometimes they just move around or just hover there.
All right, we have to step away for a break. And when we come back, more on this amazing and developing story taking place right now on Lake Erie. Welcome back. We're talking with Eugene Ehrlich. He is witness to the UFO events, multiple incidents taking place on Lake Erie. And as he reported to us right at the beginning, it's been going on this evening. And even as we began talking, it was visible in the sky and then disappeared. Eugene, has it reappeared?
Yes, actually, I now got a message online of somebody in Parma, which is, again, south of us. They said there is a bright object illuminating multiple colors right over the sky in Parma. This is south of me. I cannot see it right now because there's clouds covering us.
Okay.
Oh, it's actually southwest of us, so I'm not going to be able to see it because of the building in front of us. But this correlates to its usual pattern. There is always one showing up in the south and moving to the west. So this would be the object that we have seen before. So hopefully they can get some footage of that, and we can see what's going on in Parma. But this this is a crazy night. I mean, they're out tonight, and I guess they're here to stay.
When you say they, who do you think they are?
Well, when I say they, I refer to the Illuminations, but I mean, they could be anything. Right now, at the moment, I have almost completely thrown out of the window anything being possible that it's human. Now, could it be some type of rare natural phenomenon? Yeah, of course. I'm not completely trained in science. I'm not an astronomer. Sure, it could be. But what does it look like? It looks like some type of craft flying over us, and it looks like something alive is in control of it due to the way it moves, due to the way it hovers. I mean, it...
Well, there is also this. You mentioned you're not a trained astronomer. Okay. But we're not aware of any planets that inhabit the space between the clouds and the Earth. So if these are under the clouds now, you got a little bit of cloud cover, and these things are showing up under the clouds, it's not a star, it's not a planet. And
I'd have to agree with you on that. I'd have to agree.
Well, there is another thing, too. Eugene, have you had eyes all of your life?
Yes, I have had eyes my whole life.
Okay. You don't have to be a trained astronomer in order to observe with your eyes and describe what you've seen. And, I think it's just a trick of the device, really, used by debunkers when they bring up, well, so-and-so's not a trained astronomer. Look, I'm not an architect, but I know when I walk into a building. You know?
Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. And the fact is that these things do not look like any type of human aircraft, because I have been alive enough to see almost everything we have flying in the sky, and it's flown with them together. They completely do not correlate together. The colors don't match. The movement doesn't match. I mean, airplanes can't just sit still and then start moving whenever they want to. Not commercial ones, not the ones that fly out here. These things are not piloted by humans.
Okay. Now, when you say they are extremely bright, these lights are extremely bright, describe for us how much illumination is it putting out? I mean, does it illuminate what's under it so that you can see what's under it?
Well, let me put it this way. First of all, no, I've never been able to see a reflection under it of the water or even the ice, which would be a better reflection. But if you take a normal street light, a normal sodium street light, and you put that up in the air and move that like 50 miles away, you're not going to be able to see that at all. But if you put that up, say, 100 meters away from you, you're going to be able to see that pretty bright. That's as bright as these objects are. They're sometimes even brighter than that, but you can clearly tell that they are nowhere near you. Just due to the view of them from your naked eye, you're not going to be able to say that they're anywhere near you. Plus, you'd be able to see a reflection on the lake. Right now, I'm watching a Coast Guard plane fly over the lake, and you can very clearly see a reflection. I don't know what it's doing, but it seems like it's looking for our objects there.
Well, that brings up a point. You sent me, I think it was you that sent me a copy of a Coast Guard report from 1988.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Mm-hmm. It was March 1988, wasn't it?
Yes. The most interesting part of that is that it occurred March 4th, 1988. Our sightings this year started on the night of March 3rd, so you could say it went on into March 4th a.m.
Okay, and
that's pretty crazy.
I read the report, and they sent out a ground patrol to go out to the edge of the lake and look at it, and they observed it. They couldn't identify what it was, but they said it was flashing all different colors. They used a spotlight on it, and it blinked out, went away. And then it came back, and they flashed their headlights and on their vehicle, and it came toward them and then went another direction and went away. And what's interesting is in the heading, in the header material on this report, it's declassified or not classified, and it says unidentified flying object. And they checked with police, they checked with fire, they checked, I think, they checked with other military, and nobody knew what it was, and so they concluded it is an unidentified flying object. And that's an official report from the Coast Guard at Lake Erie, 1988, March 4th, 1988.
And, you know, the a very interesting part of that as well is that this was sighted about 2 miles east of where I'm standing right now.
So, now, when you say it was sighted 2 miles east, the person who saw it was 2 miles east, or the object was 2 miles east?
The sighting of the people who saw it, the Coast Guard is about 2 miles east of where I'm standing. They had their old station there. I don't think it's functional right now anymore, but it was exactly in the same area that they're talking about that this craft has been appearing in the past week or so.
And like I said, there are several YouTube videos where you can, from years gone by, where you can see very similar things appearing over Lake Erie.
Exactly. It's always the colors which they just completely match, and you say, there's no way that this could have been faked. There's no way you can get a low-quality camera and make these bright, beautiful colors appear out of nowhere. I mean, I'm no professional video editor or anything like that, but I can tell you that none of that can be mimicked. And the fact that it's up in the sky, it's so hard to, first of all, get something in there, second of all, to get it to stay there, third of all, to get it to flash those colors, and fourth of all, to come back every single night. I mean, that's just, you're a professional if you can do that. You need to go do something that makes you money. Then, I mean, that would just be a complete waste of time.
All right, now, as I understand it, people have been coming from all over your state, all over Ohio, to sort of set out on the beach or stand out on the beach along the edges of Lake Erie so that they hopefully can see this thing. Are they still doing that?
Yes, people are still doing that. MUFON is still out here, hopefully. I know they were out here the other night. But it's when it comes back so many times, people want to see this for themselves. They want to get it on their own home video so they can show their family. I mean, this is truly something historically unprecedented. There's never been a time where it's come back so much in the same spot where you can get this many witnesses. Last year, there were 29 UFO sightings in Cleveland, Ohio. This year, I think just this week, we've highly passed over 100. So this is truly something significant.
Back in 1997, you know, I'm out in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and in 1997, we had what they now refer to as the Phoenix Lights. Now, I was not here at that time. And in fact, I didn't even know about it. I was preparing to deploy overseas, and I didn't even know about it, didn't even hear about it till I was already overseas. But lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people all over Arizona saw this phenomena. Even the governor of the state, who was at one time U.S. Air Force fighter pilot. So lots of people saw this, and there were pilots that saw it, pilots in the air and pilots on the ground that saw it. And then the military came out with this nonsensical story about, oh, yeah, we forgot we were dropping some flares. Okay. Well, they weren't dropping flares all over the state and all over Nevada, because this thing was seen in Nevada and all down into Arizona and south of Phoenix. And but they came out with this story. What do you suspect they're going to come out with on this one?
Well, you know what? I think if they were going to come out with something, they would have said so by now. But this is just too big to cover up. I mean, with the Phoenix Lights, that happened just one night, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Well, with this, I mean, this is just coming back and coming back. You can't even cover this up. You can come out with a story one night, but then the next night, they're just going to come back, and you won't have anything to say then. So I think they just want to stay out of it this time, and maybe they're hoping they'll go away. Who knows? Maybe they're going to finally accept what's coming, because I'm sure nobody has any way to stop this.
You're pretty convinced that whoever is in charge of these flying objects are extraterrestrial, aren't you?
Well, I'm convinced that they're not human. I wouldn't go as far to say as they're not living here. I really wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it seems like to just be able to make it in that same area, you almost have to be camping out there. Maybe I'm just not aware of the technology they're using, but at the moment, I could not say what is piloting these things. All I can say is it's not human.
All right, we have to step away for a break, and we will be back after the break to talk more with Mr. Eugene Ehrlich, who has so graciously given us some of his time tonight to give us eyewitness account. And we opened up with eyewitness account of it happening right now. We'll be back right after this. We are talking this evening with Eugene Ehrlich, and he is an eyewitness to this repeated UFO incident sighting, if you will, multiple sightings, night after night, over Lake Erie. And as we went on the air, Eugene told us it's happening right now, and he was looking at the UFO, and then it just blinked out and disappeared. Eugene, are you getting any reports from friends and neighbors about whether they are seeing it now?
At the moment, no, we're getting absolutely nothing. The clouds are back on the horizon, and what we did notice earlier, when it came out, it was staying under the clouds. So that might be a factor in why they're not out right now. But right before I came on the show, there were 5 sightings, and right as we got on, that was number 6 for just this night. So they were pretty active already.
If you had to speculate about why they're coming back again and again and again, what does it mean to you? What do you get out of that? What do you think is going on?
Well, it's kind of like when I visit my grandma. I go every now and then, but when she happened to get a new, say, plasma TV, I came a little more often. Maybe they're interested in something we have. We know they've been coming here for a long, long time, but it's never been this often. Maybe there's something that they're a little more interested in. Maybe they want to spend more time here. We will find out, I guess, when time comes, but, I mean, I'm extremely anxious about this. This has been happening for more than you can imagine. I mean, this has never happened so many times in a row, so many nights, that we got an entire coastline of Cleveland looking at it. We have people all over the world talking about it because it's been coming back so much. And we have people coming to me, coming to the news, talking to their friends. They're saying, hey, this has happened to me too. I mean, I've shared the same experiences. Multiple people, I mean, it's in the thousands, millions of people have seen what I've seen. It's not only here, it's happening all over the world. And it seems to me like it's starting to happen even more and more just this month.
All right, now, in all of these sightings, have you seen any military jets go up and try to get close to this thing?
No, I have not. But the only thing I've seen last 3 or 4 nights ago, there was a sighting. It came out, it got extremely bright, and it disappeared, as it does sometimes. And I'm going to say about 3 minutes later, you saw a pair of helicopters. Now, this is extremely rare, so you have to know how significant this is, because we never have... especially two helicopters flying over high-rise buildings here in Euclid. So there were two helicopters flying right next to each other, and it seemed like they were patrolling the area that it was sighted in. And these were not news helicopters. This wasn't any med flight or life flight. This wasn't with a hospital. You couldn't really tell what type of helicopters these were, but they patrolled in that very area it came out, and then they went away when they had nothing to see there.
And you were not able, was it, I suppose at the time the helicopters came out, it was nighttime, it was dark.
Yeah, it was nighttime, but we weren't able to capture them. We were just watching them. We didn't think of anything, it being anything at the time, because it was just a helicopter. We were out there to film the objects, so we didn't get it on camera. But today, just as I was talking to you, there was some planes coming around, and they were doing some weird circles over the lake in front of me. And they were staying in a very specific area. Again, this is where our objects have been sighted. Now, I don't know if this is just some regular patrol, but I've got to say, in the past 10, 11, maybe even 12 nights that I've been out here, we have not seen any planes fly over the lake where these planes just now flew. So maybe they're looking for something, but again, I couldn't say.
Have you had an opportunity to talk with your neighbors or with friends in the area about these sightings?
Oh, definitely. I've actually talked to some people who live in the same building as I, and they said they're used to seeing these. They're not really specific as to how often they see them, because they're not like me. They're not going out every night to try to catch these on film. But they said they've seen this before. They didn't make anything of it because it happens so often. They just shoo it off as a plane or a helicopter. But the thing is, the planes we just saw flying over the lake, they all had reflections. I mean, you could clearly see that there's a light reflecting off of the water, off of the ice. When these objects we're talking about, these unidentified illuminations, when they come up over the sky, they're brighter than the airplanes that come out here, but they do not have any type of reflection. So I don't know if that means they're much farther. I don't know if that means something else. But the fact is, planes have those reflections. Our objects are nothing.
That's odd. You would think any light would cause a reflection. Exactly. Although there are many UFO reports where people talk about the object being illuminated, but it's not as though it's being illuminated by lights. It's as though the light is coming from the object itself, that the object is the light.
Yes, and that's exactly what I believe that we're seeing. It looks like it's almost coming directly from the outside, whatever's covering it. It looks like it's just emitting this huge energy of different colors. And it's really not You can't mimic that with anything else. You can't mimic that with a flashlight or a laser pointer or any type of fire or candle. It's just much too intense, and it's really hard to describe because you don't see it up close. You really can't tell what it is.
One of the news reports that I watched about all of this showed you talking, and they showed videotape, I guess, that you shot. But then they interviewed a young lady, and she was saying, well, you know, she didn't believe it was anything special. It might be a light show being done in Canada and so forth. Well, I understand that Canada's too far. You can't see Canada from where you are. I understand that. However, what do you think the community attitude is? Is the community attitude more like yours or like hers?
At first, the very first time we saw this, because of course they're not going to show the best footage that I gave them, many people were saying, this is ridiculous. How did it get on the news? This is clearly an airplane. This is clearly some type of light reflection. Okay, I understand that. Actually, they're back right now. Hold on. Yep, they're up over the sky right now. It's the same altitude that they're usually at. We have one coming out. It just appeared out of nowhere. What time is it? This is, we have 10:56 p.m. Time stamping this. And yes, this is our object. It is floating in the very same spot it usually appears. It's illuminating. Oh, we actually can see a reflection. Yeah, can you see that? Oh, okay. Well, I guess we can see a reflection. Never mind about that. So that means they're not too far.
And what color are they right now?
Oh, wow. Can you tell what color that is? I can't even. It's looking orange, yellow right now. Let me see if I can switch that. Orange, yellow, yeah, that's all we can see. It's kind of sort of blinking. Each time it blinks, it gets a little dim, then bright, dim, bright. It's like flickering as if it's a flame. But the fact is that I have a tripod on it right now, and this thing is not moving at all. This thing is hovering there. If anything, it's going a little bit down and up.
All right, I hate to do it. We have to step away for break. You keep your eyes on that, and we'll be back after this break to catch more Eyewitness Report. Attempt to not destroy my studio here this evening, as I seem to be able to do in the previous segment of the show, knocking my microphone over. I'll try to keep my hands off of the microphone. My guest this evening, Eugene Ehrlich, and Eugene is in Euclid, Ohio, and an eyewitness to these very, very strange and persistent UFOs that are showing up over Lake Erie. Eugene, as we went to break, you were reporting on the fact that they had returned. Are they still visible?
Actually, it lasted about 4 minutes, and it blinked out. I don't know if it went behind a cloud or what, but I, for some reason, decided with my fingers not to film it by accident. But yeah, we definitely, both of us saw it, my girlfriend and I, and it was in about 276 degrees west. It was the normal altitude it flies, so it went up in its normal spot, and I think we might get another one again because that was the first time that it came up that high, so we'll see. But that was very different than before. We actually saw a reflection in the water. I've never been able to see a reflection in the water. So that means it might be closer.
Yes, it may be closer to you, or it also could be that it's lower in altitude.
Well, see, the thing is, it's flown that same altitude before, and we have not seen a reflection in the lake. We actually haven't even seen a reflection in the ice. So this was the first time that we saw that, and it looked about the same distance as before. So I don't know, maybe it was our eyes, but when we were filming it before, it wasn't reflecting off the lake like that. And this was definitely not a plane. It sat there for a good 4 or 5 minutes. And the colors, again, it was shining its colors like I was describing.
All right. I'm going to ask invite our audience from around the world to join us. If you have questions or comments, maybe you have seen something similar to this. And maybe you're in the Lake Erie area, or maybe not. You could be somewhere else in the world, but you've seen something very similar to what Eugene has described for us this evening. And we're going to open up the telephone lines and allow you to give us a call with your questions or your comments. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. Now, that's the main number. It works from anywhere in the world. Our flash message option is not working this evening. For some reason, we're not getting, I can't get that to open. So no matter where you are in the world, if you have a question or a comment, looks like it's going to be telephone tonight, 623-444-5889. The toll-free number, if you're in Canada or USA, is 888-223-4599. Now, if you can call us without it costing you long distance, please use 623-444-5889. On the other hand, if it's going to cost you a long distance charge to call us, then use our toll-free number. You know, this is pretty exciting stuff. It's always exciting to hear when, after someone has had an encounter or a sighting of a UFO, it's always exciting to hear that, but it's even more exciting when we're hearing it as it happens. And apparently hundreds of people have seen this over Lake Erie. Am I correct, Eugene?
That's very true, and people as of now are still camping out on the lake. I'm sure some people have saw it, even filmed it tonight. So that is truly something that has never happened before in our history, where you can just camp out on the lake and you're guaranteed to see an unidentified flying object.
You know, you made a very good point earlier when I said, when I asked you, what do you suspect the military will come out with as a cover story? And you said, this is too big, they probably won't say anything. And there's every possibility that that is the case. And we're going to the telephone line, and then after that, I'm going to say something that a lot of our listeners are aware of. I'm going to remind you of something that you're aware of. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Stefan from Quebec City.
Hello, Stefan.
Kevin, this is a fantastic opportunity for direct live experimentation. Has Eugene got a laser pointer on him?
You know what? I've been told that I should not point any laser pointers at him due to the fact that, one, I'm being recorded, and two, I'm on video, so somebody's going to go to the FAA and say, this guy's pointing laser pointers at our aircrafts, arrest him. That's happened before. But you know what? I have heard that if you point a high-power green laser pointer at these crafts, they will do some type of show for you.
All right. How about thought experimentation? Have you tried interacting with them on a mental level, perhaps? I know that sounds pretty far off, but...
You know what? Earlier today, I thought I had something like that going on. I went outside and I said, come on, show up. And a few seconds later, they popped up out of the horizon. That might have been a coincidence, but I felt like I had some type of connection. I'm not going to say I did, but that did happen.
All right. Well, I won't keep you on the line much longer. Thank you very much, Kevin, and let's hope this goes somewhere. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Mike from Kentucky.
Okay, Mike.
Hey, Eugene. This thing that you're watching out there on the horizon, is it reminds you anything of like an arc light or an arc welder light?
Yeah, you know what? That does remind me a little bit of it. But the thing is, I really couldn't relate that to anything that I've seen. That's what really drew my attention, the fact that these colors and the way they've been shown to me, nothing in my memory sparks me seeing anything like that in the world. So when you see something like this, you really couldn't compare it to anything, but you could say it's a plasma ball with alternating color spectrums.
When this thing gets ready to move, does the light brighten up or you know, in the direction it's going to move?
Well, what's weird about these is when they start to move, you know when they're about to move. They get really dim and they turn a dark orange-red, and you can barely see them, and they always start to move west. I don't know why west, but no matter what side of the sky I see them in, they always start moving towards that direction. And then after they're done moving west, they move back out to either where they came from, the south or the northwest. Now, they're not always doing this. Sometimes there's multiple crafts and they're just sitting there. Sometimes they make these sorts of formations. We have not seen recently, we did about 6 days ago, but recently we haven't seen two of them together. But they have been known to fly next to each other very close and do some really dangerous maneuvers near each other.
When this thing brightens back up the next time, mentally see in your mind them coming toward you within the focal range of the camera.
I've never had that happen. I've tried to somehow connect with them, but I think it's either they're too far away or they're just not getting me because I live in a high-rise apartment and there's so many people here. There's so many, there's so much energy given off from just this one building. So it might be hard for them to, you know, individualize me and capture what I'm doing there. So it might be easier if I go out on the beach, say, alone, but this area isn't really recommended to go alone on the beach.
Well, you don't have to go anywhere. They can pick up and tune out just like you fine-tune a radio. Just picture them moving towards you and see yourself in a mental dialogue with them and even maybe waving at them and them responding. Okay, I'll get off here and thank
you. Well, don't get off yet, Mike. You're exactly who needs to be on the line as I remind us of something. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to try this. The next time we see them, hopefully we see them again tonight. That's a really good idea. I mean, if I could get them to do something, that would just be spectacular because I've been so anxious. I've been coming out every night trying to see these things, trying to communicate with them. I've been shining a flashlight at them, getting nothing back. And if this can actually connect me with them, I mean, that would be fantastic. I would love that, yeah.
All right, Mike.
Yes.
You are you're the fill-in for Dick Criswell at IPUS, International Paranormal and UFO Society, while Dick is recovering. And Dick Criswell said on this show several times that in late 2009 or early 2010, there was going to be some significant event with UFOs that was going to pretty much force disclosure to happen.
Wow.
Do you think this might be that event?
I wouldn't want to really right now because I think Dick would be the one to answer that question. Anything I would say would be just a guess. But remember, a few years ago, we had the same type of experience going on down in Ohio that lasted for a long time. So It's almost like they go in cycles sometimes. So when they're there, you should always do the most you can to establish some kind of a mental dialogue. You don't have to threaten them with lasers, you know, like some people want to, but because you might get shot.
All right. Mike, thanks for the call.
Okay,
thanks
thank
a lot,
you.
Mike.
Yeah, and Eugene, you also brought up a good point, and that would be if you're shining lasers at the thing and you're being videotaped shining lasers at it, they can say later, well, it was an experimental aircraft and he was pointing lasers at it, and that's a felony.
Exactly, and we don't need any of that going on here, especially with me just trying to have a friendly communication with someone I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not really trying to blind any extraterrestrial pilots either.
I understand. All right, back to the telephone caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hi, Rusty.
Hi. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, how's it going? Kevin, we're breaking up here on my phone. I can't hear you too well.
Yeah, it may do that. Go ahead, Rusty.
I'm about 100 miles straight west of Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went outside, and forgive me, I left your show for about 10 minutes, but I went outside from 11:05, and I just come back at 11:15. There's three, I live like out in the middle of the country. There's three, some type of, I don't know if it's plane or helicopter, like doing a big circle. It looked like if I stuck my hand up, it'd be like up in, I don't know how you judge distance, but I'm out in the rural country, this never happens. Something is weird going on, I'm telling you. There's three, it's like, what kind of radius could I say? I don't know how to judge the distance by looking up in the sky. How do you tell, like, if something's at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, how far away it is, that kind of thing, I don't know.
Okay. So you've got something going on, in your area, and you're about 100 miles west of Lake Erie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, straight west. I'm going to go back out look when you go on break here again. And then there's one formation of three. They haven't moved yet, but they haven't been there before in my night sky either. They're off to the, when I look, I'm just above Ohio, about 15 miles into Michigan. So they're they'd be pretty close over like where South Bend, Indiana would be, like in that area.
And you say there's three in a formation. What are you talking about, airplanes or UFOs or what?
I don't know. I'm going to go back out and check, then I can tell. I'll let you know on your thing. All I know is, like, these three, I don't know if they're planes or helicopters. You know, that never happens here, never.
Okay, fair enough.
In too remote of an area.
Wow.
If you can, the best thing to try to look at, check out what type of lights they're emitting. If they're making regular flashing lights, they're almost usually helicopters or planes. If they're making irregular patterns and different types of lights are coming out, then you can almost definitely say it's one of our objects. But you have to look very closely and see how they move. If they're not moving, then that's exactly what we're seeing here. But if you can tell that they're hovering and moving and, you know, regular aerial plane helicopter type movements, then you know what it is. The key there is you got to try to focus in on them, see how close you can get with them if you have some type of telescope. Because many times we do have sightings where immediately we think it's a UFO, it's so bright, it can't be anything else, and then about a minute later it turns and you see its tail light and you see that it's a plane. So the key there is you got to watch it for a while and see what it does, because sometimes things in the sky, they can mimic it, but once you really get a good view on it, then you can tell a little better.
All right, I'll go back out during the break here and check it back out and see if anything's still moved and see if those three objects are still going around like they were. I was out there for 10 minutes and they were just like going around like a big circle kind of thing. But I'd say they was at least a 50-mile radius or so. You know,
okay.
It was quite far that they were circling.
All right. Thanks, Rusty.
Okay.
Wow, lots of activity up on up in the northern states around Ohio, Michigan, all around that Great Lakes area. Apparently, there's a lot of activity happening up there tonight, and you know, it's if we put together what Dick Criswell said with what you said, Eugene, makes me wonder. You said this is too big; they can't cover this. And Dick Criswell, who is formerly a member of the AlphaCom team, said early 2010, something's going to happen. Too big to deny. All right, back to the telephone caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, this is Patrick from Minnesota.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello. Enjoying the conversation tonight, and at 8:30 this evening, sitting here in my house, along with my sister and my nephew, all of a sudden I got this urge that said, hey, there's some UFOs outside. Go outside and look. And so, sure enough, we all headed outside. As soon as we got on the back porch, my sister goes, hey, there's one there. And sure enough, there was some light traveling, going west in the city of Duluth. And it was going down, like, kind of toward our downtown area and taking off. And then I got off the porch and I started looking at it, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And behind me, my nephew comes out, and he goes, yeah, well, that's nothing. Look at that one over there. And I was like, oh, my God, that thing was huge. It was a huge, bright, white light, and it was traveling at such a slow pace. It was above the clouds that were here in town, and I don't know how tall they are or how high the clouds are, but it was traveling at not fast, and it was going east out over Lake Superior and heading toward your guys' Erie area. It was fantastic. It lasted for about 5 minutes, so we loved it.
Wow. Now, how high was it?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second there.
Yeah, how high, what altitude was this big, bright light?
Boy, I tell you, it's hard to say, but I would say not more than a 1,000, maybe 1,500 feet. That's my best guess.
So you got a good look at it.
Oh, it was a beautiful light. All three of us could see a perfect light of it. And it was going away from us, it slowly got dimmer, and it did this little waver move, like it wavered back and forth, kind of like a lazy S. And then it got brighter, and then it got really bright, and then it slowly faded out, gone, out over Lake Superior. And that's how it happened.
Wow.
And that was at 8:30 this evening. That was at 8:30 this evening, just before your show. And then I headed out over, down to the lake to take another look, and I seen another thing that was flying out over there. It was a red light, and it was flashing and blinking. It was moving kind of a weird direction, weird angle, and kind of not really flying like a normal plane or anything would fly. I did flash a flashlight at it. It did seem to make some type of jiggly move or something, but nothing special, and it just kept on going. I never even imagined or thought about doing anything like that. One caller said, talk to him or try to think about him coming toward you. But now that I've heard that, my eyes are open. I was so excited. Both of us were so excited. It was like I drank two pots of coffee. I couldn't believe it.
Patrick, had you ever seen a UFO before?
Yes, I have seen them before. This one was the newest.
And was it very different from the ones you've seen before?
Yeah, the best one I ever seen in my life came straight down out of the skies as a super, it looked like a falling star that came down, and it became the brightest, super brightest star. It was about the size I could see. It was about half the size of the moon over the city of Duluth. And then it slowly faded into a little kind of orangish, whitish ball and slowly drifted out over Lake Superior. And that was the last I seen it. That was the best view of any UFO I've ever seen. It came right down out of space, straight down over the city, and came down and slowly stopped It was fantastic. I'll never forget it.
What are your neighbors around you? What do they say about UFOs? How do they respond to it?
I haven't asked my neighbors about it. The people that I work for in a trucking company, they love it because I've been bringing it up more and more and more and more people have come in with sightings. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm the neighborhood kook expert or something, they think. But I love it because they love it too.
All right. Well, Patrick, is this the first time you've ever called the Kevin Smith Show?
No, this is the third time.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for the call. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much. All right. So there's a lot of activity out there. We heard a report from 100 miles west of Lake Erie, and now we've heard one from Minnesota, all up around the Great Lakes. And apparently there's some kind of UFO exercise going on up there tonight. We have to step away for a break, and we'll continue talking with Eugene and take your calls right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Eugene Ehrlich, and he lives right on the banks of Lake Erie and has been giving us kind of a blow-by-blow account here of a rather spectacular UFO incident taking place over Lake Erie even as the show has progressed. And we've been getting reports from other people who live in the region of the Great Lakes, different areas, who are saying they have seen things tonight as well. So as we went to break, I said, perhaps there is a UFO exercise taking place over the Great Lakes tonight. Seems like something's up. Something bigger than just a UFO sighting. And I really think you hit the nail on the head when you said that you think that this is just too big to be covered up. And I would say that it is. And, you know, it's actually, folks, it's huge. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. The toll-free number in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. And we would love to hear your questions, your comments. You know, you don't often, folks, get a chance to be in a ringside seat at one of these major UFO incidents, and you're getting it tonight. Eugene, Has any of the objects, have they returned, or is the sky clear?
During break, I got a text from my friend Nick, who was one of the first people that saw it when he was over here. He is south of where I am. He said there is an object above Richmond Heights in Lyndhurst, which is in between Parma and us, so that correlates to the object that was sighted in Parma. And now they're saying it's in Richmond Heights and Lyndhurst. I personally could not see it from here because of the overcast. But the objects that I was spotting over the lake, they have not yet returned. I don't know if they will tonight. They usually were done around 10:30 before daylight savings, so that would be around now. So we'll see. I'll still keep an eye out for them.
Okay, now Lyndhurst and Richmond Heights, how far is that from you?
Those are going to be about 10 miles away from me. They are right next to each other. They are due south of where I am. And we've many times seen the objects spotted above Lyndhurst and Richmond Heights in that direction. They are, let me put it this way. It goes Euclid where I am, then Richmond Heights and Lyndhurst. They're together. then Mayfield, and then Parma's out there somewhere too. So all of these places that I just mentioned, the object has been sighted, and it's been seen from many different angles in around the same area. It seems to be like it's actually closer to us than we thought.
Or has moved closer.
Or has moved closer, right. And, I mean, with all these reports we're getting every day, even more and more today, it would be very likely that these things are moving closer or appearing even more often.
Well, during that break, Rusty in Michigan was going to go out and see what was going on in his skies during that break. And even though we normally just take one call per caller, per show, Rusty, if you want to call in and give us a report of what you saw during the break, we'll accept your call. Now, seems like tonight is rather high activity over the Great Lakes. We've had Lake Superior mentioned, and we've, of course, have Lake Erie mentioned. What about naval bases or air bases in your area? Are there any?
Not that I know of. We have a nuclear power plant east of here, but in the direction that these are coming from, there's absolutely nothing. There's some small Canadian towns about north from here, but they're really, really far, and I know of nothing stationed in the middle of Lake Erie, but I'm not too familiar with the geography a few, say, 50 or 100 miles around me. There might be something, but then again, they would have caught something by now. They would have said something. There's been too many people looking into this, too many people that want to debunk this, because, of course, you're going to look great if you're that person that made Eugene Ehrlich's story a hoax. But, I mean, the thing is, we've seen these too often now, and too many people have come forward. You just can't even deny what's going on anymore.
Well, and you have an official Coast Guard UFO report as well from 1988, so it's been going on a while. All right, back to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan again.
Yeah, Rusty.
Yeah, that formation of three is still there. It hasn't moved, but, you know, I've lived here all my life. That formation has never been there, and I'm going to keep checking it here. But as far as the those objects that were circling, those are no longer circling, so I have no idea what they were. Pretty sure they were some type of helicopter or plane, but it was like he was circling. They're not doing that no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I see. I don't see anything else going on. Now, I live like 5 miles from where, back in the, early 60s, where they said it was swamp gas in Michigan?
Yeah.
I live like 5 miles from that sighting.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? You think it's swamp gas?
Are you seeing any type of pulsation with these, or are they just staying one straight color? Are they, like, changing colors?
They're a straight color.
Just one color?
These are a straight color.
What color? They're just white?
Yeah, they're not really like a star, you know, like a crystal color. They're like almost a dull white in a way. But yeah,
Red, a little red tint, or are they moving at all, or just sitting there?
There is one.
Are they, like, hovering?
They're far enough away from me, I can't tell. You know, I'm not going to make anything up about it. I can't tell. There is one object that is straight over. I mean, if I have to bend my head all the way back and look straight up, that one is red. Now, whatever that means, it might be a star or something, I don't know, but I've not noticed that either, but that's the only thing different when I went back outside.
Okay.
Right. It's just reddish. It's not flashing or anything. It's just reddish in color.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for the call, and if you see them do anything, call us back.
Right now.
All right. Thanks.
We got a sighting out right now. We're about 300 degrees west, same altitude. It's very bright. It's gone. Okay. No, it's back. It's back. It just dimmed out and came back. I'm going to try to get it on my camera. It's moving west. It's very dim now. I can barely see it. I think it's, yeah, it's gone. I didn't even have time to catch it on my camera. It was, it just got bright, then dim, and then just faded out. Oh, it's back, it's back. Same spot. I have no idea if it's going behind clouds. It's extremely dim right now. I'm going to see if I can catch it on my camera in night vision. But it's definitely it, because it appeared in that same spot about 280 degrees west, and it was about the same altitude that it gets when it's above the clouds. I'm not able to see it right now, but that was 11:37 p.m.
Well, it's a very, very active night up there.
Exactly. Well, this is not as active as it has been before. Maybe it's because we have some clouds out. There has been a sighting where there was a huge, bright, pulsating mass in the sky. It got brighter and brighter, and then you can see this on some of the footage I have, which I'm not quite going to put on YouTube just yet, but it divided into two crafts. And they're standing there, they're just hovering there in midair, really close to each other, and they just start what looks like maneuvering around each other, flying around each other, something that normal aircraft that we have are not able to do. And it looked extremely interesting. It looked somewhat like mitosis was going on. And the fact is that after that, they started pulsating the same colors, and there's footage of Cleveland sightings that look just like that. They filmed them on Lake Erie. They've been just like that, and that's kind of eerie that they just can form into two out of nowhere. I don't know if it's them playing tricks on us with some lights. I don't know if they're actually making crafts in the sky out of nowhere. But that is something that I guarantee you nothing we have is able to do.
What do you think about the idea, the possibility, that these are not craft, but some kind of living entity?
I wouldn't be able to comprehend that, just because I don't know anything that can do that. I couldn't even imagine how it would do that. The only thing I can imagine is that there's something powering these. But, I mean, it would make sense that they're using some type of new technology that emits these colors, just because of the mere things they're doing. They're just hovering there. They're appearing out of nowhere. I mean, you'd need some type of insane technology, which might be giving off very bright energy, such as these lights that we're seeing, to be able to do such things.
Now, you said that you have seen multiple craft in these sightings previously. How many? What's the largest number that you've seen?
The most I've seen, and we weren't able to get it on camera because it was there was too much light shining towards us and they were too dim, but there were five of them that lined up in a straight line, and it was just sitting there. These things came out of nowhere. They didn't come out of the same spot. They came out of different, around the same area, but different spots in the sky, and they all flew up to line up next to each other in a straight line. I've never seen them do that again, but I have seen two of them dance together. I call it dancing because, I mean, they're not doing anything that I know of would be needed, but they do the dancing. Sometimes they form triangles and move as one with that triangle, which is pretty cool. But recently they haven't really been making too many formations. I'm gonna say because it hasn't been too clear. They're much more active when it's clear, and yeah, they get more active than they've been tonight. Tonight they've just been coming out and disappearing. That's nothing compared to what they usually do.
All right, we have to step away for a break for 2 or 3 minutes. And when we come back, we will continue talking with Eugene Ehrlich, and we'll take more of your calls. Don't go away. Welcome back, and we are on Final Approach. That means if you've been wanting to call, now's the time, because we only have a few minutes left. We're talking with Eugene Ehrlich. And, Eugene, during that break, were there any more sightings?
Actually, what I thought was a star, I was just staring at it for a good 5 minutes. It came out about... I think as soon as we came out on break, it happened to be one of our crafts because it just disappeared. So, yeah, there was a sighting. It was actually 0 degrees due north. I really didn't get that on film too well because I had to, like, maneuver over my balcony. But that was the normal what they've been doing today. They've just been coming out, sitting, then disappearing. I did not try waving at it or communicating with it. At first I thought it was a star, but I'll try maybe next time, because I'm definitely interested to see maybe if they react.
How long do you think this is going to go on?
I really couldn't say. This has never happened before. And, I mean, I don't see any reason why they would leave. Well, just as much as I don't see any reason why they would be here. But they've been here so many days in a row now, I don't see why they wouldn't keep coming back.
It is the whole thing about them showing up and night after night after night and in pretty much the same position in the sky.
Right.
And I guess they start showing up at about the same time every night, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's just really mysterious. Now, if it is as you think, in other words, this is non-human, whatever it is, if that's the case, it would seem that there's something significant about the same part of the sky and the same time every night. It would seem that they're trying to make a statement of some kind.
You know what? That would make a lot more sense. But I don't know if it's that part of the sky or if it's what's under them. See, they've been coming from the bottom. They've been coming from what looks like the lake out of the horizon. They've been coming from the bottom up. They've been going from the top down. So I really couldn't say what the significance is. Just because I haven't seen them really do anything except just appear and do a little show for us.
Well, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that bends your brain as you try to figure it out.
Right.
But it is significant that it's happening again and again and again, and that it's happening... You know, with multiple craft, it's happening where hundreds of people are seeing this. It's not certainly not something that's a secret. All right, let me ask you this about the media there. Have they reported it rather straight, or have they done it, kind of ridiculing?
They've kind of gone both ways. I mean, the reporters themselves and the camera crew, they believe the story, but they have to put it out in a way that sells it. And you got to understand, and I'm sure you know, that most of the people out there at this time do not believe in this stuff, and they're not going to accept it. So they want to see reporters that act the way they act, which is in a negative way towards it, to be an antagonist towards it. But the thing is, and I think this is why my local news stations are not reporting this anymore, this has made itself so well known that I have not seen any more negative comments or debunker theories towards it at all in the past few days. Just because of the amount of coverage it has been getting, it's been getting coverage from MUFON. I mean, if the FAA says that these light patterns are unlike any commercial aircraft in the sky right now, if the FAA says that, that is something incredibly significant.
Mm-hmm.
They know everything that's up in the sky. And when they say we don't know what it is, I mean, you got something there that...
That is significant.
Right.
And then when you have the Pentagon saying, we don't know what it is, and we it wasn't us, well, that's significant as well.
Exactly.
You are right that the lamestream media tries to present stories like this from the mindset that they assume the American public is in. But the fact is, almost 80% of the American public has said, we think UFOs exist and that the government is hiding information about them. And so when the media plays that game, they are playing the very game that is causing them to nosedive. It's causing them to tank right now. And so if there are any reporters, TV journalists, on-air personalities in your area that are listening to the show right now, think of this, folks. Internet is king. And the reason it's king and newspapers are almost extinct, radio is going extinct, television is losing audience, is because of this kind of nonsense. You're out of touch with the reality of where American people are.
Exactly.
Report it straight. Just, you don't have to say it's extraterrestrial. Nobody knows. But just report it straight. It has nothing to do with believe. Okay? I don't believe in doorknobs, but I can do a report on the various types of doorknobs that do exist. I don't believe in them. They don't call on me to believe. I can see them. And the same thing is true with these UFOs. Hundreds of people are seeing them. Just report them straight.
Right.
What are your plans? What are you going to do with your videos?
Oh, well, currently I'm in talks with one of the major TV networks. They actually want to send a camera crew down here for an entire week. And that truly would help a lot with what we're trying to do here. And what we're trying to do is expose what's going on above Lake Erie. We want to find out what they are, these objects, why they're there, and if they're of any harm to us. Because there's no reason, I mean, right now they look like peeping Toms just standing there watching us. I mean, why are they there? If they really are some other life form and they mean no harm, why not come down here and talk to us? Why not land and try to make some communications? Well, I mean, the thing is, nowadays, if something like that happened, we would view them as hostile against us. So that would be extremely hard for them to do. So there's two different viewpoints on this. Maybe they're just waiting for us to accept that they're coming. Maybe they just—it's really hard to say because you can't read their minds and you're not talking to them, and all they do is just appear and show their lights.
Well, what they could be doing is probing to see if anybody's going to be firing missiles at them. And so each evening, by doing this at the same time in relatively the same area, it's a good test, because any military that was looking at this and thinking it might be a threat, all they would have to do is wait till tomorrow night at the right time and have the jets in the air and fire some missiles at them.
Exactly.
And so maybe that's what they're probing. Maybe they're probing to see how safe is it for us. That's a possibility. And, you know, nobody's shooting missiles at them, so let's try it again. Nobody shot any missiles. We'll try it again. It could be. All right, we've run out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the show this evening, folks. Like I said, it's very rare to get ringside seating for something that's happening right now, and especially something as big as this. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.